Our first scripture today comes from John chapter 7, beginning with verse 37. On the last day and greatest day of the feast, Jesus stood and said in a loud voice, "If anyone is thirsty, let him come to me and drink. Whoever believes in me, as the scripture has said, streams of living water will flow from within him." By this he meant the Spirit, whom those who believed in him were later to receive. Up to that time, the Spirit had not been given, since Jesus had not yet been glorified. And then from the book of Acts, chapter 2, beginning with verse 36. "Therefore, let all Israel be assured of this. God has made this Jesus, whom you crucified, both Lord and Christ." When the people heard this, they were cut to the heart and said to Peter and the other apostles, "Brothers, what shall we do?" Peter replied, "Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. The promise is for you and your children, for all who are far off, and for all whom the Lord our God will call." This is the Word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Well, hello, Christ Church, and all of our friends joining us today. If you're on the website, we'd love to hear from you. Send us a prayer request or a praise report. If you're with us on Facebook, say hello to other friends in the chat. Let us know that you are here. And of course, you can follow along with my outline on the website or the Christ Church app. Today, I'm continuing my series titled, "I Believe," based on the Apostles' Creed, that statement of faith that developed from the earliest beginnings of the church. We've said it's important for us to know and to articulate the core foundations of our faith. The Apostles' Creed helps us do that, helps us remember the core beliefs of our Christian faith. In one succinct statement, we can declare what the apostles taught and let it guide our everyday life. Today we're considering another very significant phrase, "I believe in the Holy Spirit." So what do we know about the Holy Spirit? What do we learn from the scriptures? What do we learn from the experiences of those earliest disciples? Remember this, the Holy Spirit has already been mentioned earlier in the Apostles' Creed in the section about Jesus. He was conceived by the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is the third person of the Trinity, three persons, one God, Father, Son, Holy Spirit. This profound mystery of our faith is evident in the witness and the experience of the earliest disciples. They couldn't help but speak about what they had seen and heard. Today, I want to take a broad look at some of the specific things we understand about the work and ministry of the Holy Spirit. It certainly doesn't include everything that can be said, but provides some foundational understanding. The Holy Spirit is the promised gift of God to all who believe. John the Baptist. Do you remember John, the guy who dressed crazy and was out in the desert encouraging people to repent and get ready? He said, "I'm baptizing you with water, but the one who's coming after me, he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and with fire. God's going to do a new thing." And remember, Jesus too had told his disciples, "Hey guys, I'm going away, but I'm going to send you the Holy Spirit." And what happened about that? Well, on the day of Pentecost, remember, the apostles were all gathered together, and suddenly a mighty wind filled the room, and the Holy Spirit, the power of God, came upon them, and they experienced an amazing thing. They began to declare the wonders of the glory of God in various languages that people who were there heard. And it was an amazing thing. And then Peter got up and he preached to the crowd that had gathered after all the ruckus. And he says, hey, this new thing that God is doing is what the prophet Joel and others talked about. God is pouring out his Spirit upon all flesh, all people, men, women, young, old. This amazing thing we've experienced is God's doing. And at the end of his message, the people asked, what should we do? And we read in Acts 2:38, Peter replied, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins, and you will receive the what? The gift of the Holy Spirit. He went on to say in verse 39, the promise is for you and your children and for all who are far off, for all whom the Lord our God will call. I love that. That part of the promise includes you and me. When a person hears the good news and makes a decision to turn from their old ways and believe in Jesus, God promises to pour out the gift of the Holy Spirit. That is an amazing gift indeed. You know, each person that I talk with have their own experience, their own story unique to them about how that happens. Some people have told me about an immediate and dramatic experience they've had. They felt something inside. They had an emotional experience of God's love or forgiveness. Some tell me, hey, I experienced healing of my heart or even sometimes something physical. Others talk about a new experience of peace or joy. I didn't have any of that. When I asked the Spirit of Christ to come into my life, the Spirit of the Holy Spirit, over the course of a few days, I realized, well, I don't know that anything has happened. But then something became apparent. I realized, you know what? God is helping me to change my language. Rather than immediately spew out cuss words when I got angry or frustrated, which was a problem I had as a young person, the Spirit helped me to check that and think of new ways to express myself. I'd be ready to say, hey, and the Spirit would say, back up, hold on, you know, you're upset, but you don't have to say it that way. Say it this way. And gradually, the Holy Spirit changed my language. Well, the Holy Spirit is the source of living water that Jesus also spoke about. One day, remember, Jesus met a woman at a well. It was Jacob's well. It is there in Israel today. You can go there. I've been there. It's one of those A sites where we know that Jesus was right here. So Jacob's well, this woman was there. She was getting water, and Jesus told her that he could give her living water. And she said, where do you get this living water? And Jesus told her, the water I give will become in a person a spring of water welling up to eternal life. Well, she was intrigued. And when the conversation ended, she went to tell everyone in that town that she could about this man Jesus and how his words had changed her. Another time, Jesus was in the temple on the last day of the Feast of Tabernacles. Now, the Feast of Tabernacles is one of the big three festivals in Judaism. And on the last day of that feast, Jesus stood up and he shouted these words, if anyone is thirsty, let him come to me and drink. And then in John 7:38, Jesus said, whoever believes in me, as the scripture has said, streams of living water will flow from within him. Well, there's that language again. Streams of living water. this time tied to belief. Whoever believes in me, streams of living water will flow from within them. Jesus is talking about the Holy Spirit. Post Holy Spirit in the chat. And John confirms it in verse 39. By this he meant the Spirit whom those who believed in him were later to receive. He went on, up to that time the Spirit had not been given since Jesus had not yet been glorified. It was only after the resurrection, after Jesus was glorified and he returned to heaven, that the Holy Spirit was poured out. You know, when you look at it, you see there is always an order to the unfolding of God's plan. Well, what else do we know about the Holy Spirit? The Holy Spirit is the counselor Jesus promised to his disciples. Jesus was trying to prepare his disciples for his coming death, resurrection, and return to heaven. He told his disciples, I'm going away. And yet in John 16:7, he told them this, but I tell you the truth, it's for your good that I'm going away. Unless I go away, the counselor will not come to you. But if I go, I will send him to you. That word counselor here in the Greek is parakletos, meaning one called alongside, one in aid. The NIV translates it counselor. Other translations use helper, comforter, advocate. Jesus is telling his disciples and us that the Holy Spirit he is sending comes alongside of us to help. Isn't that wonderful? I'm going away, but I won't leave you helpless. I'm sending the counselor, the comforter, the helper. That's how Jesus' presence and power is always with us, by way of the Holy Spirit, the gift from God on high. What else does this counselor do? The Holy Spirit teaches and reminds us. Post teach in the chat. Now, here near the start of the school year, how many of us wouldn't appreciate our own personal teacher? Hello? Someone that keeps us informed and helps us to be sharp and always prepared. Well, listen to what else Jesus tells his disciples in John 14:26. But the counselor, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will what? Teach you all things. And will what? Remind you of everything I have said to you. Wow! We have a teacher, a helper, a counselor. And this teacher, helper, counselor will teach us, will remind us of what Jesus has said, of what Jesus' life is all about. Isn't that amazing? Now, of course, we have to do our part. We have to open the scriptures and let the Holy Spirit help teach us what they mean, and then remind us how they apply to our everyday lives. We have to be in the Word. We have to give the Holy Spirit something to work with. Otherwise, it's like asking God for a miracle on a test when you haven't even cracked open the book. That just usually doesn't work. The Holy Spirit also leads and guides us. It's quite remarkable, really, how specific Jesus is in sharing with his disciples. But he doesn't want them to miss out on the amazing gift of God that he's going to make possible. Again, it's because of who Jesus is and what he has done that makes the sending of the Holy Spirit possible. In John 16:13, Jesus says to his disciples, but when he, the Spirit of truth, comes, he will guide you into all truth. He will not speak on his own. He will speak only what he hears, and he will tell you what is yet to come. When the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you into all the truth. Wow! Don't we need to hear more of that in this day and age. The Spirit of truth. Come among us, Holy Spirit of truth. He will guide you into all the truth. Man, there is so much untruth in our world, it seems today. Come, Holy Spirit, by your Spirit of truth. But the Spirit can't guide us into all the truth if we're not listening, if our ears aren't tuned to hear. Lord, give us Christ followers' ears to hear your Spirit of truth today in every way. And the text says, He will tell you what is yet to come. The Holy Spirit seeks to help us understand what is yet to come. That's what Jesus says. Now, some people in the Christian faith are really focused on that. I have not been led to spend a great deal of time on it, but I do try to keep abreast of what others are saying. I do believe discernment about possible things to come happens most fruitfully in the midst of Christian community, where one another, we can test the spirits or the perspective together, not isolated over here by ourselves. What else can we learn from the Scripture about the Holy Spirit? The Holy Spirit is our source of power from on high for sharing about Jesus. Before he ascended into heaven, Jesus told his disciples not to leave Jerusalem, but to stay there and to wait for the gift his Father had promised. In Acts 1:8, Jesus shared these words, "But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth." You can post power in the chat. Don't leave yet, friends. God's going to provide you with power from on high when the Holy Spirit comes. When that power comes, you will be uniquely equipped. You will be empowered to take the message of the gospel eventually to the ends of the earth. Well, we know they did stay in Jerusalem. And they did receive that power from on high. And it did eventually propel them all over the known world. And here's the truth for today. We too have that same power, that same Holy Spirit power to share the good news about Jesus. I love to hear stories that you share about how God has enabled you to share with someone else the good news about Jesus. Last week, I heard the story of someone who was being abused by her boyfriend when a CUMC Christ follower told her about Jesus and his love and grace. She heard about Jesus in ways that she had never heard of. Never heard of this one who loved her and had compassion upon her, even though her life was not perfect or all put together. And in the midst of that conversation, she decided to give her life to Christ and to say, "I want to follow him." Hey, friends, God is at work in our world. And there are countless people today who need to hear that same message about Jesus. We can share with them about this help that we can have from on high. Lord, give us courage and faith and tenacity to do it. What else? The Holy Spirit provides spiritual gifts for the building up of the body of Christ. You can post gifts in the chat. This is another truth we encounter in the Scriptures. Paul writes in 1 Corinthians 12:4, there are different kinds of what? Gifts, but the same Spirit. One of the amazing evidences of the Holy Spirit's work in the world is through the gifts of the Spirit. Not only is God at work by the Holy Spirit to transform our individual lives that we might become more and more like Christ, but God is also regularly at work trying to build up the body of Christ, the church. through the ministry of the church, God works to advance the gospel of Jesus Christ and bring His kingdom to bear on the earth. And God uses various gifts in the Spirit at work in different believers to pull it off. Gifts Paul writes about, like wisdom, knowledge, faith, healing, miracles, prophecy, discernment, tongues, interpretation of tongues, serving, teaching, encouraging, leading, giving, showing mercy. You know, week in and week out, I marvel at how these various gifts that Paul talks about are manifested right here in our local body of Christ, Christ Church. Hallelujah! And all for the purpose of building us up, keeping us strong in unity, in power, and in focus. Do we always operate perfectly? No, we don't. At times, every church can miss the mark. We're sorry when that happens. But together, we work at it, trusting the Holy Spirit to lead and guide and correct us if we need it along the way. What else? The Holy Spirit provides spiritual fruit in our lives. Over time, God's plan is to help each of us become more and more like Christ. We can't do it ourselves, but with the gift of God's Holy Spirit at work in our lives, amazing things do happen. Over time, as we cooperate with God, the Holy Spirit helps us to put off the old nature and to put on the new. And we begin to reflect more and more of what Paul talks about in Galatians 5, 22 and 23. Remember what he said? But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. We're no longer controlled by the lust of the flesh, but instead the Holy Spirit helps us to walk and to reflect this fruit in our lives. Are we perfect? No. We're always a work in progress. Can people see a difference? Yes, they can. As we continue to give the Spirit more and more room to work in our lives, people can see that He is doing a new thing even in us. Well, these are some of the insights about the Holy Spirit we see from the Scripture and from the witness of the early disciples. There are more, and be sure to share them with me. I'd love to hear from you about how you've seen God at work or these insights about the Spirit that you're aware of. Remember this, the Holy Spirit is the real, present power of God at work within us through our faith in Jesus. He is the one who has made the gift of the Holy Spirit possible. We believe in the work of the Holy Spirit and the wonderful work God does in our lives by the power of the Holy Spirit through faith in Jesus. Amen? Amen. Let's pray together. Let's pray. Oh, Heavenly Father, Almighty God, gracious Lord, we are forever grateful for the life-changing work of the Holy Spirit. Though the work of your Spirit has been evident from the beginning of time, it was only after the life, death, resurrection, and ascension of your Son Jesus that the promised Holy Spirit was poured out upon all flesh. You have an order when you do things. Oh Lord, enable us to be more fully appreciative of what this means for our lives. Help us to open our lives to the presence and power of your Holy Spirit in every possible way. The more your Spirit rules and reigns in our lives, the more fulfilling and meaningful they will be. Come, Holy Spirit, come. Be that living water that springs forth within us. May your gifts and your fruit be evident to all through our lives in the power of your Spirit. In Jesus' name we've prayed, and everyone said, amen, amen. Hey, as a time of response, I invite you now to share with me again the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, His only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. The third day He rose from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence He shall come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Universal Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Hey, I hope the message spoke to you. Remember, when you repent and believe in the name of the Lord Jesus, you receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. The presence and the power of God comes to live within you. If you'd like to visit more about the message or how you can experience this new life, this new presence of God through faith in Jesus, please contact me. If you've joined us today and you have prayer requests or praise reports, send them to us. We want to hear from you. You can use the app or go to the website. You know, giving back is one of the most tangible ways to thank God for His goodness to you. You can use text to give, you can go to the app, you can go to the website, mail in contributions. I want to thank you in advance for your generosity. Be sure to take advantage of our discipleship opportunities and find all the information you need on our website, cumctulsa.com. Remember this, because Jesus has returned to the Father, you also can declare, I believe in the Holy Spirit. Friend, you're not alone. The presence and power of the Holy Spirit is always with you. For now, who do you know that needs to hear, needs to be encouraged by this good news about the Holy Spirit?